Very good morning to you all. I'm going to be answering some questions concerning Article 14 of the Convention. As was stated yesterday, Portugal can provide very broad international judicial cooperation in criminal matters on the basis of international conventions, such as the International Convention on Transnational Organized Crime or the Convention Against Corruption. Both of them are United Nations instruments. It could also be on the basis of bilateral agreements or multilateral agreements and treaties. And when we do not have any bilateral or multilateral agreements or treaties, we can refer to Act 144 of 2009. And in that case, we will provide cooperation on the basis of reciprocity if there is no other kind of agreement. In Article 6 of that Act, it states that extradition can be refused if there are suspicions that the person in question could be subject to enforced disappearance. So this is one of the grounds invoked by Article 6 for refusing extradition. The thrust of my answer, then, is that investigation into the case of any person could require expertise. So it's with the help of experts that the authorities will undertake an investigation. Such experts could be forensic anthropologists. The task then would be handed over to our department of forensic medicine and science. We could also create investigation teams with foreign experts which would help our authorities investigate the case of enforced disappearance. Furthermore, our Department of Legal and Forensic Medicine would be able to take part in foreign teams. So I think that this helps us answer the question that forensic experts could be involved in the investigation of cases of enforced disappearance. Now, when it comes to the issue of double incrimination, well, I'll come back to that. I'm being told to answer